In a perfect world, all personal and business relationships are smooth and easy to manage. In a perfect world, everyone has an amazing mentor and is in the best role in an ideal organization. In the real world, not everyone is nice. You can hope they are, but it takes skill, hard work, and dedication to find a great business mentor and sometimes years to find your way into that fabulous organization. If you are working for and with a bully, an off-the-radar boss that only makes sexual innuendos when nobody can hear, a boss with anger issues, or just an incompetent boss, none of these are preferred options. If there is a colleague you work with today or have worked with in the past that sneers when you speak, or does the raised eyebrow thing that everyone notices, or even verbally attacks you, this would not be appropriate behavior, right? If we are discussing a boss, it is up to you, of course, but we recommend you give your boss the benefit of the doubt, if deserved. This would be for approach number one. If you are not experiencing continuous repeated bad behavior, and this is an isolated incident, let it go as long as they did not pass the "this is too offensive to ignore" line. If bad behavior is out of character for your boss, perhaps they are dealing with a personal issue and are not aware that they are managing and exhibiting poor behavior. If you can figure out what is causing this bad and rude behavior, it may help you to deal with it. If your boss is continually going over the line, then you have another set of circumstances to deal with. If your boss is a micromanager, stay three steps ahead by doing your best to stay ahead of the curve. Anticipate in advance what your boss will ask you to do next and get it ready or good to go. If you follow this method over and over, eventually you will earn your boss's trust and they will back off of being a micromanager. Conflict resolution required. If your boss moves right into creating conflicts, don't react, don't show frustration, just say thank you and walk away. Out of respect for your boss, it may be the better choice to not antagonize your boss. Wait until a more appropriate time and let your boss settle down. If it is necessary, you can always revisit the topic later. If it is a colleague that is causing you difficulty, speak with your boss before it gets out of control. DCY. A. Cover your tush. If you question the motives of your boss or colleague or are unsure of your position, document and date all minor or major requests from your boss or words that are negative from a colleague. You don't need to leave room to stop being berated. If you can document and protect yourself from a misunderstanding, or if your boss is purposely trying to trip you up, your notes will add protection. A quick follow-up email from you, reiterating and confirming the task, project, or new initiative your boss has outlined verbally, will work in your favor if there ever is a question. Bottom line, conflict management is an entire discussion and can be a full course. It is not a quick read, but the tips above give you a basic understanding of how to manage through if you have an antagonistic boss or colleague. If you need further assistance, reach out to us for a coaching recommendation or speak with an HR contact for advice moving forward.